Here are four Munster Hurling Championship matches and two All-Ireland football quarterfinals are among the games to be broadcast exclusively on GAA Go streaming service next season. The joint venture between RTE and the GAA will also show three of Cork's four 2024 Munster Hurling games, including the match against reigning All-Ireland champions Limerick. An early season pass for access to 38 games will cost €69. Details of the 2024 matches will be streamed on the GAA Go platform were announced at Croke Park this morning, where our Gaelic Games correspondent Martin Morrissey is standing by with more on this. So obviously this will certainly raise a few eyebrows in Cork hurling circles, Marty, but what else does this package include?
Well, Brian, 38 games, as you said in your introduction, which includes 22 Sam Maguire Cup games, 9 Liam McCarthy, 7 Talton Cup games, all to be streamed in Ireland and worldwide. They're also going to be developing a new midweek show, a preview and post-analysis game show, which details haven't yet to be announced. Included in their 38 games will be four Munster hurling, all four football championship preliminary quarterfinals, and as you said, Brian, two football quarterfinals, as well as a Talton Cup game of the week. There are various issues. GAAGO, owned jointly by the GAA and RTE, will say that, for instance, there is an issue in terms of Cork, that if they didn't have GAAGO and the games weren't put behind a paywall, then these games wouldn't be seen at all. They include April 21st, Waterford against Cork, April 28th, Cork against Clare, and again, as you mentioned, on May 11th, Cork against the All-Ireland champions Limerick. If Cork footballers beat Limerick in the Munster Football Championship, they will play Kerry on April 20th, and that too will be on GAA Go. So that is an issue probably caused by the split season and the glut of fixtures. Mm-hmm. RTE had first choice, so these games that are being shown on GAA Go are second picks as such that GAA Go decided upon.
The package is a bit cheaper if you sign up before Christmas. Is that right, Marty?
So I believe. I haven't looked at that in detail, to be honest with you, because I was concerned about the games. But you're right. And obviously, it's very early to be announcing championship fixtures. But obviously, it is part to get into the Christmas market. So they're giving mm-hmm. those deals away.
Yeah, well, just to clarify that, you'll get access to the 38 games for a price of €69 if you sign up before Christmas. And then after that, after December 31st, it moves up to €79. One of the points Marty made last year when there was quite a bit of controversy around this is particularly in relation to hurling and broadening the appeal of the game, that putting these what could be very exciting fixtures behind the paywall really doesn't help broaden that appeal, does it?
No, and I think Donal O'Cusick in the Sunday game last year started the debate quite effectively when he said that, you know, that the game of hurling needed oxygen. I mean, when you think about Cork hurlers, I think last played around the end of May, and the next time we'll see Cork hurlers in action is sometime in February in the National Hurling League. That's the sort of thing that he was arguing about at the time. Now, on the days, there will be Munster Hurling Championship games. Cork and Tipperary, which is the last round of the Munster Hurling Championship, I believe will be shown free to air on RTE. And obviously, if it progresses further, they'll be seen then. But I think there will be certainly debate on mm-hmm. the fact that three of their Munster Hurling Championship games in a county that is devoted and very much in love with the game of hurling, that it is behind, it's on GAA Go, you have to pay to see it, will cause a few eyebrows to be raised today and over the next couple of days.
Thanks indeed for that. Marty Morrissey at Croke Park this lunchtime.